Please tell me that I am not the only one pondering the question, what is real and what is not real? I feel like over the last several years of this whole ascension journey and this whole twin flame experience, then I have been dumping out everything that I've been programmed with. And that is not just from past programming of parents and culture and society, but I also feel like now it's became, what do I believe? What have I owned as my own ideas? What has been my truth? And somewhere along the way, I know I've reached this consciousness that has merged with source consciousness and realizing that everything is connected and that everything is now one. But that doesn't change the human experience in the body and the being and the mind going, what the hell has happened to my mind? What's going on? And somewhere in this, it feels like we've hit ground zero. And the true ability to realize that not only we become one with all that is, but to know that whatever is not constant, that it's always changing, and that about the time you get to one state, everything has shifted. So it's teaching us not to hold on to any experience or any person, especially the twin flame. But what I gotta tell you, that's the deepest part of this. It has me feeling lost. It has me feeling empty. And has me feeling the question of, who am I? And so if this is you also, not only let me know that, but stay tuned, because I'm going to share with you three main keys that you can use in order to reinvent the new you from ground zero up. Hello, fellow flames. In case we haven't met, my name is Dr. Harmony, and I will help you live fearless, live loved, and live free. If you're new to my channel, welcome. And if you're returning, welcome back. Make sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell so that you know when all my videos and content come live. And make sure if you've not got plugged in to my 10-day Fresh Start Challenge to get signed up in the link below, and you will also get my Restart Guidebook. In addition, I have a very special new resource for you today, so I want you to stay tuned till the end and I will share with you something you will not want to miss. So before we dive into those three ways that you can reinvent yourself from ground zero up, I want to talk about this topic of emptiness, because a lot of people are feeling this sense of emptiness. And when we look at it from the traditional sense of emptiness, it can be feelings of loneliness or depression or things that make you feel like you can't experience that state of happiness. But when you look at the true essence of what emptiness is, and you connect that to the Buddhist traditions, it is not equal to nothingness. And so that means in order to be and feel empty doesn't mean you're lacking anything that you're not feeling in that moment. In the scientific concept of emptiness, it's a mathematical concept of zero. It has no value. But it is also the foundation of the mathematics when it comes to zero. So in emptiness, it's an independence of existence, but things have two ways to exist. They're either independent or dependent. And so when things are dependent, they have a cause and effect. That means you can't even have independence without that. It is the lack of independence that is an existence that we call connecting to the emptiness, that it becomes the state of consciousness. So what does it mean to be conscious? What is consciousness? And if we put it in the simplest terms, it is a sentience or an awareness of our internal and our external existence. And this emptiness that we are truly feeling when we go along this journey and we dump everything out is really the emptiness of self. Coming into a state of consciousness of the higher consciousness and the highest reality and the highest version of us and connecting to the oneness and that source says we are empty of ourself. That means we have to empty out the ideas of who we've been. We have to learn how to see ourselves the way others sees us, in the light or in the dark. It also fills us up with the concept of relationships and the jobs and these things that we identify as who we are. But at the end of the day, it's the facets of who we are that's constantly changing that are truly a energetic consciousness of our thoughts are energetic. They come from the higher self, the higher wisdom. They come from a subconscious state of all the memories and the patterns, all these things we don't know or not aware of. But then this higher state that we can't fully see until we awaken to the higher awareness and we start to unlock that and we bring that in and then we dump out what's not serving us through the subconscious programming. And all of that creates awareness in our right brain and our left brain and the reasoning and the knowing. And so what this emptiness really boils down to is the release and the emptiness of self and the ideas of who we've believed ourselves to be. That being what we've created in other times, eras, spaces, and in our past, or what other people projected onto us. But that is constantly changing, and we're becoming new people constantly. You know, when we look at the psychological aspects of the self being empty, as I mentioned, that says that we are believed to be what we think, and that these thoughts are changing, and that in every given moment, we are either adding something new in thought, or we're removing something that we're either reprogramming or we're letting go of. So what we do as an individual, we hang on to these parts of ourselves that are in thought, that are a state of consciousness. It is that we need to connect to this state of infinite consciousness in a way that we let this stuff go through us and we become the observer and we stop judging it. We stop looking at it from a place of what do I got to learn, or what test is this, or what lesson is this. It's more about that it just is or it isn't, and we need to like let it go. So in addition to our thoughts in the state of emptiness, the body is also empty. The body cannot be separated from the consciousness. It is the only thing that makes us connected through the consciousness, but the way we do that is through the sensations of the experiences that we connect the consciousness to. That is super deep. I don't even know if I can repeat that, so I want you to rewind it if you didn't get it. But even scientists have proven that our cells are changing constantly. They're being replaced. They're always in motion. And every 7 years, it's been proven scientifically that we literally create an entirely new physical state of being in our body. And so when it comes to the state of emptiness and not knowing who we are and letting go of all the stuff that we've been programmed with, it's about emptiness being our phantom self that we have created as an identity that we have programmed ourselves with. And it's going to be so important that in this state of higher consciousness that you begin to connect to nothing and be attached to nothing, basically, so you can stay open to everything. So that prompted me to create something that I think you will find super powerful. It was actually introduced to me by my beloved Julian, and it is called The Spell of Emptiness. And I felt really guided to create a meditation on that. Him and I have talked about that. And so we are going to do kind of a masculine feminine version of The Spell of Emptiness. And you can access that for free. And the link below that will take you to my Reinvent the New You program that I created a couple years ago that could not be more timely in the time, space, and reality of who we are, where we are, and what we're learning. So I invite you to plug into that Spell of Emptiness meditation that is for free. And you can click on the button that says free preview to access it. So what this whole journey is all about, and the emptiness that we're having to experience, is part of the transmutation of letting go of who we've been so we can get to that ground zero, who we are, and that we can learn to rebirth that new identity. And that's what everyone's doing through the concept and the idea of discovering our true selves, the self at the core of the being in the state of consciousness that is attached to nothing, no labels, no judgments, and no projections from others. And we are still going through this process of the death of our old ways. So in my last video, I'll make sure you have a link above or below that is going to take you to the 5 questions that you can ask yourself when you're really going through the death of your old self. So check that out as well. But my goal for you today is to help you understand that why you're having to let go of who you are. And is my goal to help you learn how to let go of who it is you have been and learn how to love yourself in the process. Love yourself now for who you are. You know, and I talked about that in my self-love makeover series. So I want to make sure to have you have a link to that below if you've not got plugged into that, because it was so powerful. It changed me, and not only on the inside, you know, it's changed my appearance and lots of things going on the outside. And the minute I decided to actually love myself for who I am, where I am, with exactly where I am, not being in the best physical shape or state that I perceive myself to be before I went out and rebranded, I knew I had to accept me where I was. And this is allowing me to discover who I'm becoming as I open up the space to allow the love in for who I am. And so that's why I invite you to also make a conscious effort to step into this emptiness, not from a place of sorrow or a state of low vibration, but a state of an opportunity to create the new you that's going to help bring in your desires and all the things you deserve into your physical reality. So that brings us to the 3 ways that you can reinvent the new you from this ground zero. And the first way is to rewrite your past, and that's R-I-G-H-T. And that is the part of you letting go of the old you. It is painful. It is heart-wrenching. But when you can learn to accept what is happening, you can learn to understand what is happening, it's going to bring power to you that you realize that technically, what you're letting go of is really only creating space for what you're trying to bring in, and that it was never really yours to begin with, of whatever that is, including who you've been. So if you can begin to look at this journey as like the seasons of self and the cycles of evolution, knowing that we go through a process within ourselves of having that dark night that we go through the winter time to create that death. That's what's needed to bring spring flowers that become more beautiful, more fragrant, and they grow in the process. So if you've ever planted something like in the fall, like they say, and you're planting your seeds, and then comes spring, now in the spring, it actually, you get to see the beauty. And then when it comes around through summer and you go through the growth of summer, the expansion of summer, then you go through the fall of the change and then the death again, by the next spring, it has grown. It has evolved. The trees are larger. The bush becomes bigger. The flowers become more fragrant. And so this is a process of ourself, of an evolution, that to try not to get too hung up on this physical state, because this physical state, as I mentioned, is a part of your cells shedding that you're letting go of as you're moving beyond the state and the emptiness of you. The emptiness of you is really connecting you to more of a higher state of who you are. And the second way to reinvent the new you is to consciously raise your frequency, to know that it's your vibration that is your responsibility. It's the choices and the things you do in your actions, in your thoughts, in your feelings, in your emotions, that all must come into alignment to increase your frequency and to tap into a space that the only control you have is over your vibration and what you choose to see in your perception of that awareness of the consciousness. If you're hanging on to anything in the past, you're constricting the energy that's lowering your frequency, that's blocking you from attaining and connecting to the higher frequency that you're actually trying to achieve. Now, doing this and going through these cycles of self I mentioned is actually opportunities to revisit experiences and people and places and things in your life that gives you an opportunity right now. This is ground zero to basically implement the new ways, the new choices, and to revisit in a way that you're reclaiming the power through your new version of you that's going to help you let go of the past as you bring in more power to what you've lost. And we're all stepping into the sense of strength and weaknesses. So it's our weaknesses that can be our greatest strengths, and our greatest strengths can be our weaknesses. And so I would invite you to potentially make a list of your strengths and your weaknesses, and then to review that from a version of who you're becoming, and to love that from a sense of who you've been, and to know that it's okay to be where you are today. So the third way to reinvent the new you is to reclaim a new identity. And so that means, first of all, out of everything I've said, you really need to come into that state of higher conscious awareness. And to do that, you have to become the observer. You have to see these things like a projector on a screen and let it all go by you without attaching to it. But in doing that, only collect and see and choose to put your attention into the parts of the highest version expansion of you where you see yourself of that higher state. And to do that, what this is going to do is help you not only expand your vision, it's going to help you expand your heart, most importantly, because at the end of the day, the heart is the center of everything I'm talking about. And it is about you learning to recreate not just who you are from this higher state and from your heart, but recreate a life that matches this highest potential of who it is you're becoming, which is the quantum state and the quantum realm. And I have some really cool things coming up, so stay tuned in the next video, because I have something you are not going to want to miss that I've been working on for a long time, and I've been talking about it, that's going to birth and could not be more timely to help you have an opportunity to work with me in a setting that is going to allow us to go through the process of just this, transmuting and connecting to our truth and connecting to the authenticity. Because we keep hearing these buzzwords of being authentic and live an authentic life and identify who you are and self-love. But when it comes to everything I just mentioned as emptying these parts of ourselves out and then come in from a conscious state and energy of these thoughts, and then the physical being through our senses, we are a human being and we have real emotions and we have a real experience that we're navigating this. So we need assistance to help us be able to embody this frequency, this energy that is so high, and these states of awareness that is beyond typical, normal human comprehension that we are being asked to understand at this higher state. So that is why I felt really guided today. This message dropped in out of nowhere. It's been about a lot of things I've been experiencing, a lot of things I've been learning, a lot of things that I've been working with clients. So I felt guided that no matter how deep this is, that it is needed. And that's why I show up today to share with you. And so please like, comment, and share the shine. And let me know where you're at in your own state of emptiness. And don't forget to get plugged in to that free resource for the Spell of Emptiness meditations below. And let me know how you like that as well. I cannot wait to share what I have coming. I cannot wait to see you in the next video. I can't wait to hear about how this has impacted you. May you always face your fears, find freedom, and glow forward on fire. Namaste.